So I have two narratives that cross, and they've crossed in really bizarre ways, and I don't know if I can pull this off. I started in technology. I was an engineer, and I decided to go to med school after a very short tenure thinking about being an engineer. I actually managed a bookstore for a couple of years, but I got into med school. And I had a great run. I did 10 years working in the emergency room of an inner-city hospital here in Boston called Boston Medical Center. They're on TV now. All my old colleagues have a show. But I started to see that technology actually was going to stick. This sort of information technology, when I started, I mean, my first computer program was on Fortran, was on punch cards, right? And then I saw, like, gradually these, like, bestial systems, like giant amber terminals with wands and nursing secretaries trying to enter orders. And what happened was the Internet, right? I think, you know, what happened was the Internet, and suddenly there was a break, and I think it became clear to everybody who was kind of in the Venn diagram intersection of healthcare and technology, realized that this time it was actually going to stick, that it wasn't going to be PDP 11 to PDP 12 to PDP 13, you know, to COBOL to this. It was actually going to take off. What's interesting is that all those existing pieces of software still compete against us. We're still the only credible web-based system out there. So ironically, it took off through the High Tech Act, which was essentially a giant cash for clunkers deal of taking a very undifferentiated product that nobody really wanted, proclaiming how it should behave by the government, and then basically saying you should buy one. And we were the beneficiary of that. We didn't think it was good policy at the time. We kind of wish it didn't happen because we wished we had more bandwidth to innovate as a company. But we're sort of sitting there as the EHR that sucks least, and knowing that there's this consumer experience of healthcare, consumer experience of technology that both patients and doctors have outside of the treatment room, and wanting to catch and being very aggressive, and we've made very large investments in our user interface, and that launch is actually imminent, and we should probably make that another thread. We could talk through that maybe.